Tucked away in the woods, in a remote corner of the old Loring Air Force Base, there's a yard overgrown with weeds and saplings. A snowmobile trail runs right through it, and nearby, obscured by scrub, are the remains of an old obstacle course. It was here that an elite corps of German shepherds and their handlers honed their skills for active duty as sentries. Some of these dogs were sent into combat zones, others stayed in limestone to guard the nuclear warheads. The dog's burial ground is also here, somewhere.
It's kind of sad to see how they're just forgotten. Nobody knows this place exists.
That's 16-year-old David Sear of Presque Isle. He learned about the cemetery from Loring veterans who had returned to the base for a reunion, only to find the grave markers gone and the site unrecognizable. Now, Sear is making it his mission this summer to locate and restore the dog's cemetery as his Eagle Scout service project.
There was three or four pictures who had survived that showed where the crosses were, where the original graves were.
And then we'll come across.
Sear's whole family, his mother, father, and younger brother, are all helping out. David's mother, Jennifer Sear, says they've been able to piece together some useful information from the dog's war records, but they're hoping veterans might come forward with more details.
No one knows exactly how many graves there are. There is some documentation of some of the animals buried, but you can't say exactly which grave is theirs.
She says they'd like to reconstruct the site as closely as possible to its original condition 50 years ago. Northern bases like Loring were considered strategically important in the military's campaign against Soviet-backed communism. In 1968, America's involvement in the Vietnam War had escalated. Kids as young as 17 were signing up for duty. And through films like this one, the military stepped up recruitment of dog handlers and Air Force veterinarians who would work with what they described as one of their most important assets.
The Air Force sentry dog on patrol in Southeast Asia. His nose and other senses, together with a suspicious nature, natural aggressiveness, size, and intelligence, make this dog one of the most valuable tools a sentry can have.
A sentry dog back then was kind of like a bullet. Once you let him go, there was no calling him back.
David Priest says when a sentry dog attacked, it had to be physically pulled off the target. Priest arrived at Loring in 1968 to work as a dog handler, guarding the base perimeter before shipping out to Thailand the next year. Sentry duty through Limestone's frigid January nights was the stuff of legends. And he remembers all three dogs who accompanied him on those graveyard shifts. Dirk, Skies, and his first dog, King.
King, he wasn't a big dog. He was about 60 pounds, but he made up for it in attitude. He just didn't care for anybody.
Did you find yourself getting attached to these dogs at all?
Oh, yeah. They were our buddies. You know, I come through here about every 2 weeks, and a lot of times I'll grab my lunch and come down here and just sit here and eat it and remember the dogs.
Some of the dogs who served at Loring were later shipped to combat zones in Vietnam. Brian Treadwell was just a teenager when he was sent to Tan Son Nhut Air Base, where he worked as a dog handler and a sentry. One of the most memorable dogs in the kennel, he says, was a Loring dog called Bomber.
He was a very, very well-trained dog and probably the meanest dog I saw over there.
But Bomber is not one of the dogs resting at the now overgrown Loring Cemetery. Treadwell says none of the dogs sent to Vietnam came home.
When we pulled out, we left all the sentry dogs there. They were considered excess baggage.
Some were given to South Vietnamese soldiers. Most were euthanized. Not a day goes by, says Treadwell, that he doesn't think of the dogs he had to leave behind. Even those that stayed at Loring were euthanized if they could no longer perform. Soon after the Vietnam War, the military transitioned away from dogs trained exclusively to kill to a program focused on patrolling and detecting. The military now allows their handlers to take them home. But for the sentry dogs who were taught to be killers, who lived and lost their lives in service at Loring, Eagle Scout David Sear says he's going to do what he can to make sure that they're not forgotten.
Because they literally gave their lives from the day they were born to train, to fight. So, they are heroes.
For MPBN News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.